Buying or selling a property can be a nerve-wracking experience. It is a time when emotions can run high, and it is not uncommon to come across eccentric or difficult buyers. Moses Muzok, a real estate agent, had one such experience when he encountered a crazy property buyer during a property tour in the presence of the property owner. It was a beautiful day, and Moses was handling his duties just like any other real estate agent. The seller had listed his property for sale, and Moses was in the process of showing it to potential buyers. One of the potential buyers he encountered was a man who seemed to be in his mid-40s. Let's call him Mr. Bilingo. At first, Mr. Bilingo appeared to be a regular buyer. He asked the usual questions about the property and seemed interested in making an offer. However, as they walked through the property, Moses began to notice that Mr. Bilingo was behaving strangely. He was muttering to himself, laughing at odd moments, and taking pictures of strange things like light switches and doorknobs. When they reached the kitchen, Mr. Bilingo suddenly started ranting about how he hated the color of the cabinets and the layout of the room. He then began to take out a hammer from his backpack and started smashing the cabinets. Moses was stunned, and the property owner was furious. They immediately called the police, and Mr. Bilingo was arrested for vandalism. It turned out that he had a history of mental health issues and had stopped taking his medication. He had been looking for a new home to buy for months, but every time he found a property he liked, he would destroy it out of frustration with his condition. The incident left Moses shaken and feeling sorry for Mr. Bilingo. Mental health is a serious issue, and it was unfortunate that Mr. Bilingo had not received the help he needed. The encounter taught Moses a few things about dealing with difficult buyers. Firstly, it's important to keep a level head and remain calm, even in the face of unexpected situations. Secondly, it's crucial to conduct a thorough background check on potential buyers before showing them any properties. Finally, it is essential to remember that everyone is fighting their own battles, and it is important to show compassion and understanding towards others, even if their behavior seems erratic or irrational. In conclusion, encountering a crazy property buyer was an experience that Moses will never forget. It taught him valuable lessons about dealing with difficult situations and reminded him that mental health is a serious issue that affects people from all walks of life.